is a specialist in failure.
Louis van Gaal's army!
Welcome back to the Football Foundry, sponsored by Roughneck Scarves. I'm your host, James, and I'm joined by Matt.
Hello.
Hello. That was a very delayed response.
Hello.
How are you, Matt?
I'm very good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all good. I mean, we've been it's been an interesting weekend, to be fair, considering it's been international break. We're back. Usually this week's a bit sort of sloppy, but I don't know. There's been some good score lines. There's some lots of goals.
Absolutely, mate. Goals galore. Goals galore.
Indeed. I suppose we best actually start off at Old Trafford, because I mean, a certain someone made a return, didn't he?
Yeah, certain
Steve
someone.
Steve Bruce.
Phil Jones on the bench, wasn't he?
I love that on Match It Day. I was in Stitches when Gary Lineker was all the return of a legend. Steve Bruce was back at Old Trafford. I was like, oh, Gary, you did me, Gary.
Oh, he's funny.
Yeah, obviously Ronaldo's back. And he got a brace.
They weren't really the hardest goals he'll ever score.
That second one was nice, though. The ball from Luke Shaw and through the legs of the keeper.
Do you not think Woodman could have saved it, though?
The first one was Pete's Pierce. I could have scored that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think Woodman could have potentially saved the second one as well. I don't think Ronaldo will get too easy of goals this season.
Yeah. The keeper. I don't think so. But no, he got two goals and United looked good, but it is only against Newcastle, so let's not get too carried away with it. But this Man United side, could it be the one that goes to push, if not wins the league this season?
It'll push. I don't think it'll win.
You not think they'll win league?
No.
They need not with the experience that they've added.
They haven't got a hold of midfielder. Midfielder's not strong enough.
That is true.
If they're having to rely on Fred, Matic and McTominay to be the holding midfielder... I think they're a Declan Rice away from winning the title.
Or a Calvin Phillips. Or both. Oh, imagine both.
They don't need both.
Oh, yeah, but they come as a set, Matt. They come as a set.
They both wouldn't play for Man U. They wouldn't both get in the team.
To each club. They wouldn't both get in the team.
Declan Rice would cost 100. Straight, mate.
I'd just play two holding mids, mate. Why not?
I'd not play... Who are you going to drop?
Pogba.
Yeah, next one.
Lingard.
Well, Lingard's already dropped to the bench, mate. So
Phil Jones.
He's been dropped from the under-23's bench.
But no, yeah, I get what you're saying. But a Rice or a Phillips?
A Rice.
You'd prefer Rice over Phillips?
Yeah, Rice is more than what they needed.
I can't even think of any other player that could sort of... into that role.
Ndidi's
not a bad shout. Don't mind a bit of Ndidi. What about even maybe someone like Frankie de Jong?
Nah, it's not the same.
I can't really think of any of the holding mids that are still at an age where they're worth paying quite a bit of money for.
Ndidi's young. Declan Rice is young. Can't think of anyone else massively off the top of my head that could do the job.
Next question, anyway.
Okay.
Although Ronaldo is getting on a bit,
yeah,
could he still go and win Golden Boot and become the oldest Golden Boot winner?
Yes, I could see that happening.
Because, I mean, he's always in the right place at the right time. If he gets penalties as well.
If Bruno lets him.
His free kicks are awful. I think they'll have an agreement that Bruno will get free kicks. kicks and Ronaldo can have penalties. Well, then again, I don't know. I don't know.
What Bruno's probably one of the best penalty takers United have had in ages.
Yeah, but so's Ronaldo.
I bet Ronaldo's missed more penalties than
His free kick record's atrocious, though. He scored one in 75 attempts at Juventus.
Yeah.
Like, free kicks, yeah, let Bruno have them all day long.
Bruno's better on set pieces than Ronaldo. 100% yeah. On penalties and free kicks.
And Bruno doesn't always shoot either. He actually looks for options as well.
Ronaldo missed his penalty against Ireland the other week to Gavin Bazuno. Like,
oh, yeah. Bazuno. What a save that was.
Yeah, so... Keep Bruno on all set pieces. Ronaldo's to get up front and get tap-ins.
That's like the best player in the world. And you're like, just get up front and get tap-ins, pal.
You'll get him.
Yeah, but it's just how calmly you were like, just talking about like the best player to possibly ever kick a football. You were like, just get up front and get some tap-ins, pal. Like, get on with it. You need to do a job, so do it.
He'll always be in the right position, so yeah, just game up, bitch.
That was brilliant. Jesse Lingard's goal. See, I like this goal. This is probably the best goal. The way that it was worked, the build up to it was nice. The little nutmeg, dummy, whatever you want to call it. Who did it? Was Pogba that left it, wasn't it?
Martial.
Martial, that's the one. The forgotten man.
Well, until Rashford comes back, then he definitely will be the forgotten man.
Yeah, definitely. I was surprised he really didn't go anywhere in window, to be fair. Even on loan or something.
I thought he'd be gone. I think this will be his last season.
Yeah. He's the longest serving Man United player now behind De Gea.
Phil Jones.
Oh, yeah, Phil Jones. Yeah, but he's not kicked a ball in like 6 years, so it don't count. Or does it count if he's still there but just doesn't do anything?
He's still at the club. Still at the club, mate.
He's like a statue, though, isn't he? He's just a statue that people look at his face and they're like, ha, that's great. And then they move on.
Fair enough.
So Man United were saying they can challenge for the league, but they've not quite got it to win the league. And
I don't think they're winning the league, no.
And they need a holding mid.
Yes.
I think with the slip-ups that Liverpool and City tend to do, they'll...
United will have slip-ups as well.
They'll be able to capitalise on them better. Say again?
United will have slip-ups as well, though. They're not immune from a bad result here and there. Definitely not, even with Ronaldo.
They're not. But I think that the difference last season, let's say, was Man United didn't have it to capitalise on City slipping up. They'd crack under the pressure. But I think now that they've added, obviously, Varane and Ronaldo as well, and they've still got Cavani and players like that. I think the pressure won't get to them as much, and they'll be able to sort of rally around the more experienced people.
Yeah.
But they'll still have cock-ups. They'll still draw 1-1 to Norwich at Carrow Road and all that sort of crap.
Yeah.
They'll have them absolutely. Games still.
They still will, definitely.
They'll be a bit more ironed out this season, I think,
than
recent years. You'd like to think, anyway. Yeah, I mean, they have only beat Newcastle 4-1, so they've still got a few more teams to go. Yeah, I want to see him against the big boy. That's the big test, isn't it?
I think they'll give everyone, all the big teams, a really good match, and I think they're capable of beating everyone. I don't know. Yeah, I don't think they're immune from it, and I think if they had one more, if they want to go spend or get Declan Rice in January transfer window, that's a complete different matter.
Yeah. I think it's maybe Ollie's tactical, the lack of tactical knowledge to be able to change things the way that he needs to change them in those situations where the games have fallen away from him. Example, against teams like Norwich, Brighton, all them sort of games that they've lost or drawn in recent years.
Mm-hmm.
He's not had that tactical knowledge to be able to adapt to it and change the game the way that he wants to change the game.
Okay.
That could just be me spouting pure poo, but that's how I see it. Because he's not really been a manager all that long, has he? He got Cardiff relegated.
I was going to say, he's been at United now for what? 3.5 seasons? 2.5 seasons?
Yeah.
He hasn't done a bad job.
He's not done a bad job, but I mean, the players at his disposal could have done a damn sight better than what they have been doing.
Yeah, but he has been taking over failing teams, and we've all. He's pretty much got his team now because he's had a lot of signings.
A lot of signings.
So
and he has built a damn strong team.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's the time Man United start challenging again.
But I think they'll challenge, like I said, but I just don't think they'll win it.
He needs trophies now. He needs a lot of trophies coming through that door. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crystal Palace against Spurs. This one threw up a bit of a shock. The only 100% record is now gone.
Yeah.
Spurs lost 3-0. And Patrick Vieira after the game, of course. I never lose to Spurs. That's brilliant.
Well, former Arsenal, isn't he? So there wasn't many times he'd lose to Tottenham with that Arsenal side, so...
Well, this Arsenal side he might do. Oh, that one.
Yeah.
That one there. He'll be next Arsenal manager, won't he? If he has 4 good wins with Palace this season...
Could easily be.
he'll be next Arsenal gaffer. And Arteta will be next Palace gaffer. Was this a good Palace performance or was it a poor Spurs one? Because this is one of them where it's like, did Palace really play that well or did Spurs just do a Spurs?
Probably a bit of both.
Yeah. I mean, Palace had good spells. Zaha looked lively.
Yeah.
Really lively. But it just sort of all fell into place. So Palace kind of just after that red card and then the penalty.
Yeah.
It just all started falling into place for Palace then, and Spurs started slowly falling apart.
Yeah. Spurs didn't play well at all. Harry Kane didn't even have a single touch or shot in the Palace box this whole game, and that's saying something of considering the way that Tottenham started this season. They've been absolutely flying under, you know, but this game they were absolutely shadow of themselves. Palace rattled them quite a bit, obviously. Jaffa Tanganga got sent off, which was immature more than anything.
I kind of understand his reaction in a way, because Lucas was down. There wasn't a need for him to react the way that he did by shoving Zaha's face. Because, I mean, he was lucky to not get a red card for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he goes across and shoves him in his face.
Yeah, absolutely.
He could have put in a tackle. Quite a hard tackle to show his frustration. But he could have put in a proper tackle and said, like, what you're playing at.
Yeah.
But the fact Palace played on, fair... They're not obliged to put it out. You know what I mean? It's unsportsmanlike, but they're not obliged to put it out.
Not at all.
So I do kind of understand his frustration, but that wasn't the way to go about it. By running across and shoving his hand in his face. For me, that was a straight red.
You could argue it was definitely a red card. Definitely more of a red... Yeah, well, yeah. Definitely could have been a red card. I was going to go a different point, but I'll leave that. But, yeah.
And then the stupidity of, obviously they had the brawl, they both got a yellow card.
Mm-hmm.
But that completely changed the tempo of the game. Tanganga's like, I've smelt blood. I'm going to kill someone.
Pretty much.
When he got himself sent off. Literally minutes after, was it? Like 2 minutes? Like it really not taken long. Like Tanganga just had enough at this point. But yeah, that completely changed the tempo of the game for me because the first half, it was a bit sort of dull.
Yeah.
And then when it came into the second half... Oh, no. Was that first half or second half? I can't remember.
Oh, the red card? Second half?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was. But yeah, the first half was pretty dull. And then the second half, after obviously that red card, it spiced it up a bit.
Just a tad.
And then you had Edouard come on as well.
Good debut, good first and second touch.
That first goal was nice to take it the way that it did, and then fight bottom corner off balance the way that it did.
Didn't even look. He just slotted it bottom corner. Keeper had no chance.
Natural instincts, that.
Good man.
Natural instinct. Fastest debut goal scorer as well. Just 25 seconds it took.
Yeah.
Him.
Like I said, it was his second touch. So banging. Yeah.
The defending on the third goal though was was poor. Is it Roden? Number 15.
Joe Roden. Yeah.
Yeah.
Going from Swansea.
He just got caught in no man's land. Like, he was just gone. Yeah. They were coming down the right hand side and he pulled across when he was marking Edouard.
Yeah.
And then the ball got played into him and he scored. And it just completely left his man for no reason, because there were three Spurs players trying to tackle whoever it was that was running down the wing.
Yeah.
So there's just no need for it at all. He pulled across, left his man open, and then they scored and got a third. But I mean, if that's the way that they're going to go with Roden and Tanganga at the back, I don't know. Is Davinson Sanchez injured?
Believe so. I've not seen him.
Because that's worrying, that, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, I mean, hopefully they come good, but I don't know. It's poor defender, that. Poor defender. Very Spursy. Very Spursy indeed. One positive for Palace as well is Conor Gallagher. He's looking good.
Yeah, he's had a very good start to this season. He's, anything positive that Palace have done, is, it seemed to have had him involved in it. So yeah,
you really struggled with that one, didn't you?
Has had. Yeah.
It's like, you know, when you eat something that's too hot, and you're like, it's a bit like that.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, anything good, he's been in the heart of it so far. This
he's been good. He's been good. He looked decent for West Brom last season.
Yeah.
And I mean, good. If you can keep doing it for Palace,
do it for Chelsea.
Mm, you never know. I mean, Billy Gilmore got a look in, didn't he?
Yeah, took a part on loan to Norwich.
Yeah, but he did get a look in, man. Yeah. he got one.
True.
Tuchel don't like him, though, I don't think. Lampard did.
Yeah.
But Tuchel's like, no, I ain't got time for you, pal. Get out of here.
A bit young.
Go on. Disappear. but speaking of Chelsea, we best move on to Chelsea against Aston Villa.
Yeah, man.
And another player grabbing two goals, pure filth as well, Romelu Lukaku.
Yeah, he's on form.
What an absolute animal he's become, though.
He's so confident right now. He's absolutely beast.
Like, you compare him to a couple of seasons ago at Man United to now.
I know.
I think completely different player.
Yeah, he's absolutely complete different animal than to what he used to be. He's brilliant.
Like, I think Twan Zabe is still looking for that Snickers he sent him for.
Should be. I sent him packing, didn't
he? He went flying. He'd gone.
Absolutely sent him packing.
And he's scored seven goals in seven games against Villa now. So he clearly likes playing against
Villa. Yeah, just half. There's an half.
But that touch to just send Twan Zabe out, though, they were just disgusting.
Well, Twan Zabe had to dive in, because obviously it did look like Lukaku was just about to bury it anyways, but like you said, sent him absolute packing.
Yeah, at least he's still sliding now, I think.
It must be.
It's ridiculous. but no, his confidence is just through the roof at the minute.
Yeah.
That is exactly what Chelsea need. I guarantee all Chelsea's shots or chances or opportunities last season, if you watch back at them, and put Lukaku in them situations, at least 70 to 80% of them going back in there.
Probably. If you had Lukaku last season compared to Werner up top, it would have been, yeah.
It is a shame, because Werner still is such a prospected player, but he's just clearly not settled in at Chelsea, and he maybe needs to move away.
It's still early, because obviously there's transition periods, he might still be adjusting, but the talks that, like, even back in Germany, he had confidence issues and bits and pieces like that, and seems to be like quite an anxious guy, maybe, and he's just not settled yet, and he's just doubting himself.
Yeah. I mean, there were talks of him playing on wing as well, weren't there?
Yeah, he can play on the left-hand side of a three.
But then who'd you kick out of that? Then exactly, winger position, because exactly. I mean, Chelsea are blessed with depth.
Absolutely, so I wouldn't want to be in Tuchel's shoes trying to play both Lukaku and Werner.
And you know what, as well? I'm glad Hudson-Odoi is getting some game time.
Yeah, good, because obviously he nearly went on low to Dortmund, so if they are keeping him, I'm glad they are playing him.
Point.
Maybe.
Yeah. Have you seen the comparisons with Klopp and Tuchel?
Nope.
So, there was like the back-to-back thing that keeps happening with Klopp and Tuchel.
Right.
So it was like Klopp managed Dortmund, Tuchel managed Dortmund. Klopp lost the Champions League final, following season won the Champions League final.
Yeah.
Tuchel lost the Champions League final, the following season won the Champions League final. The season after that, Klopp won the Premier League. The season after, Tuchel wins the Premier League.
Mm.
So, you know how fate plays its part in football. There you go. Yeah. Chelsea have won. Get your bets on, boys. They've already won it.
Maybe.
Kovacic, he's looking good in this Chelsea shirt. This playmaker, box-to-box role that he's adopted, he's looking good.
Yeah. He's definitely suited his style of play under Tuchel, and he's definitely prospering.
Yeah. I mean, he's involved with the defending, and then before you know it, on the counter, he's there on the edge of the box waiting to get the ball or play the ball or whatever. Yeah. He's just always involved everywhere, and he's... Imagine him and Kante doing the box-to-box shift like that.
Yeah.
Just a joke. It wouldn't be fair.
No.
Be like cheat codes. speaking of cheat codes, I'm pretty sure Mendy has some in his socks because he just looks amazing at the minute.
Yeah, he's a good keeper.
I think he's overlooked as well. I don't think many people look at him and think, he's not all that.
No, I think he's a very good goalkeeper.
He's been class since he came in at Chelsea.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I haven't really even known him make a mistake, have you?
No.
Not
just especially when you especially if you're comparing him to Kepa, who he came in to pretty much replace. Yeah. Oh, worlds apart.
It's unbelievable. And that double save that he made as well.
Yeah.
I know it took a bit of a kind deflection for him because it took the pace out of the ball, but he's still got to get back up and get to it.
Of course he does. I mean? Yeah.
Like a lot of keepers have just already accepted the fact that they've been beaten there and then, but he's shot up and he's dealt with it. Like,
absolutely.
I mean, Guy could be a contender for Golden Glove.
Easily.
If it keeps going.
Definitely put him in that bracket.
Yeah, 100%. Who else is there for Chelsea? Alonso. Alonso's that guy that's in and out and in and out and has a decent game once every 3 months. But, I mean, he seems to be quite a regular in Tuchel's plans.
I was going to say, it was just like, I think Tuchel came out today and said that Ben Chilwell's finally got over his summer exhaustion or summer mental exhaustion or something, and he's probably looking to get him back into the team now. So you might see a bit more of Ben Chilwell.
Yeah. It's summer exhaustion.
Mental exhaustion or something like that, yeah.
Oh.
Apparently he's a bit tired.
Have a nap.
Yeah.
Have a nap, mate. I mean, if I were getting paid $200,000 a week.
Exactly.
Have a nap. Jesus. Leeds Liverpool. It sort of got overshadowed this one a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, Elliot's spread injury.
Yeah. Nasty. It looks like he's gonna be, it looked like he was gonna have such a good little breakout season for him.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't shy away from the ball, and he's taking on people. He's looking for a pass that can split a defence.
Yeah.
Like he's looking really good and really sharp.
He does look a good player.
Big setback this.
Well, it's a better injury than the first thought, so that's something at least.
But what is it that he's actually done? Is it his dislocated ankle?
Yes.
Icing somewhere.
That.
Yeah.
So they'll just pop it back in and have to do a bit of rehab.
Yeah.
As long as he hasn't torn anything or the damage or anything with it being out or back in. He'll be out for a few months, but obviously it could have been a lot longer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it looked like it had just come off.
Yeah.
I know there weren't many, much footage of it, but from what you can see of it, it looks like his foot's just come clean.
Yeah,
off.
It's just hanging.
Like, I mean, they warranted a red card because he's endangered.
I didn't think it was a red card.
Do you not think?
No.
He's off ground though, isn't he?
Barely, and he wins the ball.
But it's sort of similar to that Son one a couple of seasons ago.
And that got rescinded. That was Wolves, I think. or someone.
Yeah, I know he got rescinded, but he's still endangered the opponent, hasn't he? Yeah.
Wasn't a red card for me, that. But obviously, because what happened, he gave red card to understand why it was given, but it wasn't a red
he's
card.
He reacted to what's happened in the situation.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously, he sees Harvey Elliott's foot pointing the wrong way.
Were you about to call him Harvey Elephant?
Yeah. No idea why.
I heard you got elephant and then stop yourself. That was class. Harvey Elephant. Oh dear.
But yeah.
You're on form today, mate.
But yeah, obviously, he saw Harvey Elliott's foot facing the wrong way and seeing the red card, which I understand and I get, but it wasn't a red card.
Well, I mean, Salah's reaction says it all, doesn't it?
He's
straight up screaming, shouting,
absolutely,
like, get him on, and then he were off. He were like, no, I can't look at this.
No,
he was out of it. But hopefully, he comes back exactly the same as he left off, and just keeps pushing and going out. Because I mean, even alone last
fingers
season,
crossed,
he was really good,
fingers
and really
crossed.
Sharp. So
yeah, no, he was brilliant last season.
One could only wait and find out, but Salah has hit 100 Premier League goals.
Yeah, I think he's either the fifth or sixth fastest person to get to it.
Well, they reeled off the list. I'm sure it was Henry.
It was all the usuals. Shearer.
Yeah, and all the big boys.
Yeah, I think he was fifth.
Yeah. But it's not a bad start at all, is it? He's in good company.
No, absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Especially considering he got deemed a flop at Chelsea.
Yeah, but Chelsea have got a habit of getting rid of players a little too quickly.
Because they like to buy them back.
Mm.
It's like an opposite to an investment.
So a loss.
Yeah. a huge loss because they spent best about 100 million on Lukaku. And they just kept him.
They still haven't bought back De Bruyne either, so there's others. Isn't just that.
There's still time.
Yeah, true.
They'll be bringing back Marco Marin and all sorts. Yeah.
That's a stretch.
Oh, dear. Leeds did actually see quite a lot of the ball in this and played a lot of nice football. There were a lot of good interchanges to completely leave a man for dead in a Liverpool shirt. From Leeds, they were just knocking it about nicely. They just couldn't make it work in front of goal and couldn't find a way past Alisson.
No, Leeds did play well in spells. Obviously, they're a very attacking side. They see best form of defence as attack. When you're playing better sides, if you don't take your chances and the way that they play, they will get punished. And this is shown again. That's why they got pumped by Man United as well this season. They'll batter teams or get battered.
Yeah, and it gets to a point where when you get sussed out, it's going to be difficult.
Yep.
And I don't know, Leeds may be going through that at a minute where they are getting sussed out and it's getting a bit harder and the buzz has gone from the promotion and the first season up there. Are they maybe getting a bit of second season syndrome?
I think they have been sussed out a little bit, maybe, because what are they on? One point after? Are they on three games or four games now?
Four games now, isn't it?
I'm sure they're only on like 1 point.
I'll have a quick maybe.
That's a guess. Apologies if it's wrong, but I think they're on 1 point. I think they're not in the relegation zone with Newcastle and Burnley.
Leeds are on 2 points.
Two points, sorry.
Yeah. Two from four.
So. Two from a possible 12. Points.
Yeah, but I mean, Leeds last season, they were taking it to Liverpool and they were taking it to Man United. I mean, they beat Man United, didn't they, last season?
Maybe. I'm sure they did. Could have. I remember.
But yeah, I mean, getting caught out is the worst thing because then you got to change your tactics and your play style partway through a season.
Yep.
And it's hard to do. There's two ways you can either do it, I guess. You can either keep going and tinker.
Yep.
Or you can just change your play style. But changing your play style is just such a big job to get all the players on board with. And then you've got the gelling time of it sinking into all the players and making it work on the pitch. And to be fair, that's one of the biggest reasons why Sheffield United went down, because we didn't change anything. We just kept trying to do the same thing, and yeah. it was just piss poor. So I think Bielsa's got a bit more about him, though, just a little bit more than some of the Sheffield United managers we've had to be able to keep Leeds up.
Leeds will be fine.
Yeah.
There's definitely worse teams than Leeds in this league. So plus they have played, they have had two very hard games out of that four. So
yeah,
they'll start picking up points. I don't doubt it.
Yeah, Mane is piss poor at minute.
Yeah,
I don't even care that he scored. He just looks so out of confidence.
Yeah, it took him a lot of shots to get his one. A lot.
Yeah.
A lot of chances. He just wasn't
like
taking anything.
A real lot. I felt like every chance Liverpool had was pretty much Mane just smashing it and hoping.
Pretty much.
But I mean, it was like it all last season. He started doing it towards the end of the season before that. It pretty much since COVID, didn't it? You know, when they had the restart and we came back.
Yeah.
He wasn't really, because Liverpool had basically won the league anyway at that point, so there was no need for him to be fully firing and all that. He was just a bit lackluster with it. And it seems to have been from then that he's not really...
Yeah, pretty much like Sheffield United, just him rather than the whole team. Yeah, after coming back.
Yeah, like it's... Then again, saying that, Sheffield United, 6-2 this weekend, mate.
Well done, you finally scored. And won a match.
Yeah, no. It was like, yeah, we'll save well it done. For sixth or seventh game. Or
who was it against? Peterborough or someone?
Peterborough.
Oh, yeah. Well done. I'll
tell you what, Gibbs White, though, he looks sexy in a Sheffield United shirt.
And Dana Kidd scored two goals as well. NDI or and someone die. Like NDI. Yeah. Yeah.
The thing that's doing the rounds on Twitter at minute for Sheffield United fans is, and I will always love you. That is. Because,
well,
die.
Hopefully he can keep you up.
Hopefully. Yeah. Because it's looking bad at the minute, but I mean, that's a big confidence boost to that. For Sheffield United.
Well, yeah. Maybe they're both going to go get the uplift they need now. They both started scoring.
Hopefully. We'll see. Speaking of uplifts, Arsenal got 1-0 win. Relegation 6-pointer this one.
Don't know how it could be a 6-point, and I don't think either of them had points in there to start with.
No, they both had zero. Norwich have still got zero. Oh, I feel so tight on Norwich. Daniel Farke, how's he not been sacked yet?
they actually like him there, and he plays all right football.
He's been there for like 6 years now, hasn't he?
Yeah, they like him there. I don't think he'll get sacked that easily either.
I'm sure I seen signs last season saying Farke off.
Clever.
All
of it.
Thanks. But no, I do like Daniel Farke. He's different in a good way. Like he's just the way he speaks. He's different, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like you look at him and you think, well, he's like a Sean Dyche. Like I'm gonna throw a brick at your head. Oh. And then he speaks and it's like, oh no, he's gonna wrap you up in a blanket and cuddle you. Do you not think though when you look at him?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
he looks like, I'm going to mess you up, pal. And then you speak to him and he's like, well, you know, we should have maybe read a bit better.
Oh God,
it's just so gentle spoken and then like relaxed. Yeah. But yeah, Arsenal won. Arsenal won and Ramsdale was a huge part of that 1-0 win.
Yeah.
I genuinely can't believe he's played.
Yeah. Leno was on the bench.
Just don't understand it at all.
Nope.
Like, genuinely do know. When I seen he was starting, I just burst out laughing. I was like, well, they're going to lose then, aren't they? He's such an arrogant goalkeeper, you know. I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but when like, we're 3-0 down and he stops someone's shot from like 30 yards that were trickling towards him, he'll lay on top of it and he'll like go, and it's like, mate, we're losing 3-0. Like, stop being a dick. And I feel like if he has fair, a though, mate, that in his Arsenal shirt.
That's a bit unfair on him, because that's all he knew from last season. That's the only time you've ever seen him was your lot getting beat 3-0. If you were winning 3-0, he might do the exact same thing. How were you to know?
That is true. That is true. I never seen him do it in Bournemouth, though. But I guess that's something different, isn't it? But Arsenal have finally got themselves the first league goal of the season. But what a mess it was. Jesus Christ. Pepe shot, hit the post. Second shot either got blocked or hit the post. I can't remember. And then Aubameyang was there to just sort of like tap it in.
Best goal they've scored all season, mate.
The only goal they've scored all season.
Pretty much, awful. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. It was. Leicester against Manchester City. This is probably like the biggest game of the weekend on paper.
Yeah, definitely.
But I mean, you can't really compliment Leicester in this. Although they did lose, they literally threw everything into this game.
Yeah, Leicester didn't do that bad at all.
Like the way that Leicester played, they deserved the win over City. City were just being City. They were taking the chance, like they were going forwards, attacking constantly, always on front foot. But that's just City being City. Leicester were defending as a unit. Everybody was on the line. They were countering together as a team. The chances that they had were brilliant as well.
Yeah, Vardy obviously had his goal disallowed, which was unfortunate. And no, Leicester played well. They were unlucky.
Yeah,
but City are just that good. They just kept them broken down.
Yeah, but I think this season, I know we like Leicester and want them to finish in top four, but I think this season is going to be a big, big job if they want to try and get in top four.
Yeah, well, I think top four is pretty much already preset at Liverpool, Chelsea and the two Manchester clubs. I can't see past
what they want to hope for. They want to get fifth and have one of the English clubs do well. And
Van Dijk just get injured again. They might overtake Liverpool.
Oh, when are Everton playing Liverpool? We need Pickford. Mm.
Agent Pickford.
Just so he can like two foot him and snap his other leg. Whilst the ball's out of play, so it's not even a bucket.
Pascal Schruck didn't get the message. He got the wrong player.
That's brilliant. Watford Wolves. these last few games, it's just like such a. The difference is unreal in the fact of missed opportunities.
Yeah.
I mean, at one point it got that bad for Watford that Cirilletta, is that what he's called?
Yeah.
Put it in his own net. Greek defender, isn't he, or something?
Well, he had to make something happen.
There were just so many opportunities. They were just getting wasted from both teams as well, not just from Wolves.
Yeah. But well, obviously, Wolves have struggled. They were another team that hadn't scored. Yeah. Like, Wolves are another team that have struggled to score this season. And obviously, got the own goal. Then obviously, the new Korean lad came on and scored. Hwan Duck, whatever, I don't know it's called. I didn't want to go too racist there, so I stopped myself. But
one duck.
I don't know what I can't remember what the rest of his name was.
Oh, that's brilliant. One duck. Oh, I think it's Chewy, isn't it?
Oh, Chewy Duck.
Crispy duck. Right, okay, let's stop that. That's going to get too far now. that goal was basically a gift, though, as well.
Wasn't it?
Like right on goal line. And he had two attempts at it, I think. I think the first one got blocked, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It was a bit of a goal mouth scramble. Then he managed to get it over the line because I think initially the ball had crossed the line, but then the second one went straight back in. So I don't think it really gave the ref chance to point at his watch or anything, or
Well, yeah, that either way, it was a goal. Yeah, it was the first one. Yeah,
absolutely.
Same scorer, regardless. It doesn't really matter. Does it?
Yeah.
Brentford against Brighton. Again, missed opportunities. Brentford for about majority of games we've had until the last minute where Brighton scored.
Yeah, trust
they
that.
Were the better team in this.
Brentford look good. I like the way they're playing. To be fair, Brighton aren't playing that bad either this season. It was two probably quite evenly matched teams.
Is that not because Graham Potter don't look like he's been home in like 6 months?
Looking a little homeless.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? He's looking a bit worse for wear.
Nah, I mean, Brentford.
I don't think the beard suits him.
Yeah. Kind of.
Clean-shaven guy, well-spoken guy, that's what he is.
Yeah.
He's trying to go for a rugged look to scare all foreigners off. Right.
Well, look,
you do as I say, I'm the boss. Don't work like that.
Well, he didn't scare Trossard off, obviously, because he scored four of them.
Yeah, he did. It was a good goal as well, to be fair, wasn't it?
Yeah, did all right.
But no, I do like Brentford. Brentford look good. They look like they're going to do all right this season.
Yeah, agreed.
Just had to see how they go on. And then Southampton, West Ham, there weren't really much in this. I suppose the biggest thing is Antonio was obviously the hero before the break, getting his record goal and that. And then he comes back the villain with the red card.
Yeah, not much else to say about the match apart from his red card. Not a lot else happened.
That's it, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Weren't really much at all. So, it is now time for... Should I stay or should I go? I got the sound clip this week.
Wee.
We're back in business. So this is Should I Stay or Should I Go? This is where myself, Matt, and you, the listeners, are building an England squad for the World Cup in 2022 Qatar, Christmas time. Each week, we'll be putting forward players to put into the squad. We're going to fill the 23-man squad. And then once the 23-man squad is full, we're going to start voting players out and putting new players in by putting them against each other. So, for example, Luke Shaw and Ben Chilwell.
Yeah.
Or they'd go against each other and you'd pick the one you'd want in. Or Sterling and Sancho. I mean, I'd like to think they're both already in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they're the sort of examples. So it's sort of players of the similar sort of position that would go against each other in a vote. And then we'd finalise the squad and then compare it. But this season's going to be a little different because obviously the squad's not going to get announced in the summer because it's at Christmas time, which is a little weird and going to be really weird to understand.
Yeah, it is.
So,
not normal.
So we're going to have this squad done and dusted by summer and then we're going to just continue to make changes leading up to the announcement from the start of the new season. Because, I mean, we might start the new season and someone might have moved clubs and it just all goes tits up for
Yeah, absolutely.
You just never know. So that could be someone like Harry Kane. You never know. You never know. He might go to Wigan. He might just throw his career down the toilet. Will Griggs did it.
Yeah, Will Griggs was never that good, though.
Yeah, but he was on fire at one point. You know,
yeah, but he still wasn't that good. Can't believe you're comparing Will Grigg to Harry Kane. Hillock.
Kane's got more teeth, I know that much. anyway, in the squad so far, we've got Maguire, Rice, Phillips and Kane. We picked two players apiece from the international break that we just thought straight in, no messing about.
Yeah.
And we're just going to sort of keep that vibe going for now until we've filled it up a bit and it starts getting a bit more obscure.
Yeah.
So the one I want to throw at you, Matt, into this squad is going to bounce straight off your chest to your foot and you're going to whip it into the box like Luke Shaw.
Yeah, he was going to be my pick.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah. Luke Shaw's going in there because, I mean, assists.
Yeah, no. Luke Shaw's got to be their best left back in the world at the moment, so he's got to be in there 100%.
Yeah, definitely. Glad you agree.
Definitely.
Who do you want to put in?
Mason Greenwood.
Greenwood? Going straight in for the backups?
Yeah, man. Three goals in four games this season, so...
Yeah, Yeah, he had started well. And I mean, Southgate's going to have a serious headache for this attack.
Yeah. Definitely Greenwood for me.
Someone's going to get left out of this that's big. Because we've got Foden, we've got Sancho, we've got Greenwood, Grealish, Kane, Sterling. That's six already.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, what if someone like Sancho doesn't set world alight? Or Foden struggles and comes back from injury?
Yeah.
Who else is it that could step in? Hudson-Odoi? He could start knocking.
Yeah.
Who else have we got that's in sort of positions?
We haven't said Mason Mount. You know, we played on the side.
Yeah, Mason Mount. Yeah, he does have his something firmly up Mason Mount, doesn't he? Who else is there?
We said Rashford.
We hadn't even said Rashford. Oh, Christ. Golden boy.
Exactly. God,
please feed my kids Rashford, please. I know I forgot you, but I'm sorry.
Jesus.
Rashford, I forgot about him. Is there anyone else?
No, well, there probably is, mate, but there's that many.
Yeah, I mean that's a headache. It's a good headache, don't get me
wrong. Well, very good headache.
But, I mean, the midfield and the defence kind of pick themselves, but that attack,
yeah. Could
play anyone, anywhere. Be unreal.
Ridiculous amount of attacking players, attacking options we've got.
Is this our golden generation? Let's be real.
It's got to be up there. Got to be up there.
Because, I mean, we had the Beckham, the Nevilles, the Rooneys, the...
Yeah, that team won out.
Exactly. This team's progressed in less tournaments than what they did.
Still won out.
But we've done two tournaments, haven't we, under Southgate?
Yeah.
Semi-final and a final.
Yeah, no, he's done brilliantly with this squad, and it is our best chance of winning something in a long, long time is with this team.
I think, hopefully, the likes of Croatia, they're starting to deteriorate.
Yeah, they're going backwards now.
But kind of like Belgium, they're getting on a bit.
I don't expect Italy to keep going as they have. Obviously, they've won the Euros, but a lot of their players are quite old. Yeah. Spain are nowhere near. Germany. France are good.
It's Joachim Löw's gone now, though, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So it depends what goes on with Germany. They could go through a bit of a weird spell.
They could.
France are still good, yeah. So what we're saying, England and France are like the big boys at the minute.
Definitely in Europe, yeah. Definitely.
Because not many teams worry me these days. I used to be a bit...
I still think Belgium, but I don't think their defence is good enough.
A lot of their better players are over 30 now, though.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got, even De Bruyne is in his 30s now. Hazard, not really what he once was.
No, definitely not.
He's still obviously got it, but... I mean, Thorgan Hazard's probably a better player at the minute than Eden Hazard.
He's probably contributed more to Belgium recently, yeah.
But, I mean, Lukaku's always going to be a threat, isn't he? Regardless of what's on pitch, he's always going to be a threat. It's good days for England. Good days.
Absolutely, mate.
But that is everything from us this week. It's been a bit of a buffer episode this week.
I know. Lots of stuff. Lots of goals and that.
Lots of stuff. That's what happens when we have a bit of time to assess the week of football, isn't it, Matt? we've gone through everything, turned over every leaf. Speaking of, let's see what Everton Burnley's at, because they're playing as we speak. So let's just have a nosy of that before we disappear. Is it 0-0? It's 0-0. Yeah. So we don't even need to talk about it anyway because it's boring. can you remember a few seasons back where we used to always complain that the Monday night games are boring as hell?
Yeah.
And
I do remember that.
Still going. That's still a thing.
No, definitely no massive upgrade.
No. But yeah, thanks everyone for listening. Cool. If you would like to get in touch with us and speak to us about us, should I stay or should I go selections, or you think Patrick Vieira is going to guide Palace to title, you could do so by getting in touch with us on Twitter or Facebook.
At Footy Foundry, Footy Foundry.
And whilst you're on Twitter, check out our partners, the Beautiful Game Network, by searching for...
At BGNFM.
And finally, huge thanks to our sponsors, Roughneck Scarves. They are the official scarf provider for the MLS, USL, and US Soccer. You can get yourself a custom-made scarf for your team at
roughneckscarves.com.
Boom. There we go. Another week tick.
Hi.
And on to the next one. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. We'll be back next week. Matt, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, guess what else I found, Matt? Can you guess?
I can probably guess, but what?
My name's Matt and I'm bald. Goodbye.
And outro.
You know, he's a specialist in failure.
Louis from God's army!
LA Champions 2016.